Baseball Hall of Fame shuns Curt Schilling once again. By Warner Todd Houston on December 5, 2022. Red Sox great Curt Schilling was once again snubbed by the Baseball Hall of Fame on Sunday. Former Blue Jays star Fred McGriff was elected on the first ballot of the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee, which met to consider those who weren't enshrined by the Baseball Writers Association of America, BBWA. McGriff will join those enshrined for 2023 by the BBWA. The committee rejected several of the steroids-era players including Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Rafael Palmeiro. But the committee also passed over Curt Schilling, whose record arguably qualifies him for the Hall of Fame. Schilling only received 7 of the 12 votes needed to be included. McGriff was the only player under consideration who won the vote of all 16 members of the committee. The famed Bloody Sock pitcher graciously congratulated McGriff, whose nickname was Crime Dog during his playing days, in a tweet after the results of the vote were announced. That Schilling was snubbed once again has become an all-too-familiar occurrence, and it is likely based solely on his conservative-leaning politics as opposed to his playing. Through his 20-year MLB career, Schilling earned a 3.46 ERA and more than 3,000 strikeouts as a pitcher, one of only 19 pitchers who ever topped 3,000 strikeouts. He was also a 6-time All-Star player, a 3-time World Series champion, a World Series MVP, and National League Championship Series MVP, and led both the National and American Leagues in wins once each. His snubbing left many sports fans flabbergasted. But Schilling has also been an outspoken detractor of left-wingery, and it has often gotten him in trouble with the far-left sports media. To name just a few incidents, in 2016, Schilling claimed that Hillary Clinton belongs in jail, not on a presidential ticket. The year before that, ESPN suspended Schilling for posting a tweet comparing radical Islamist terrorists to German Nazis. A month after that suspension, Schilling returned to ESPN even as many argued for his termination. Still, his status with the network soon entered a state of limbo despite his agreement to stop posting political comments. Eventually, ESPN fired Schilling for criticizing transgenderism. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.